Come along and join me in the heart of Texas for a discovery of cool places to stay in Burnett County, Highland Lakes region. This is the place if you're looking for quietude, hiking, biking, fishing, camping, or just luxuriating lakeside. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come and join me in Burnett County, where we'll stop in at the Lakeside Painted Sky Inn. We'll visit with Denise Lewis and her friend who recently completed a major renovation and remodel. Here with Denise Lewis, the owner of Painted Sky Inn, and a friend of yours.
I'm Craig Harris. I've been here to support Denise through the remodel project and the running of Painted Sky Inn.
So you're the owner of Painted Sky Inn.
I am.
And did you know what you were getting into?
I did not. I looked at it as a remodel project when I first bought it.
When did you get involved?
I purchased the property September 2010. I looked at it for a career move. I'm a real estate agent, 20 years in Austin, still a real estate agent. So I came out to see the place, ended up buying the place and remodeling it. But my biggest love was the remodeling part of it. I was wanting a new career.
Give us a word picture of what you inherited, what you took over, and how you remodeled.
Well, what I took over was a very run-down fish camp, and it had been in business since 1960, and it looked as though no one had put any money into it. Everything was run down. There was no way to really do anything but just do a total gut on the property, and that's what I did.
Electric, plumbing, new walls, new fixtures.
Yes, we did everything. We went from underground with all the plumbing and new electrical, everything that you don't see, and then everything that you do see. The only thing that really remained was the concrete floors and the walls and some of the old tile that doesn't want to come out, the vintage tile. Everything else got that taken out.
Well, you're lucky, you know, with a background in building contracting myself, I look and I go, oh my gosh, cinder block. Walls. Yes. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
You're really blessed to have that.
I agree. Yeah, I love it. And it also gives a kind of a vintage charm to the place.
So where are we? We're on a lake. And we're what, 100 miles from Austin?
That's about right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're about 100 miles from Austin. We're on Lake Buchanan. We're on the east side, about the top part of Lake Buchanan. Mm-hmm. We're on kind of a peninsula. We're at the end of a subdivision. And we're on two sides of the lake, a cove side where we have our boat ramp, and then the main side where we have our big views from our rooms.
How many rooms?
We have 11 rooms.
And they're pretty standard in size and configuration? Or do you have a large suite and standard mini rooms? Or
we do have a variation of sizes. We've got two large ones that are about 900 square feet, two bedroom, two bathroom. And then we have most of our rooms are like a studio. We call them our double queens. We have 8 of those. And then we have one little single room. They vary in size.
Mm-hmm. And seasonally, your rates, what do they range and vary from?
Well, they range from our smallest one at 100 a night up to 300 if you max out our large units. Mm-hmm. They vary from season to season as far as pricing. So when in the summer is our high season, our highest pricing.
How about food? What does somebody do about eating around here?
Well, we don't serve food. We're not a bed and breakfast, but all of our rooms have kitchens.
Okay, so you have a lot of people that take care of themselves, that they don't go out to restaurants.
Correct, yes. And most of the time people know that we have kitchens, and so they bring their food with them, and we have full refrigerators and cooktops and microwaves, and so you can bring everything in. We do have a lot of people who will come and they want to eat out. It's just a little bit of a drive to do that.
And so if somebody did want to eat out and go to, say it's a wedding anniversary or something, you want to take the partner to a restaurant, where would you go? How would you get there? How long would it take?
Well, we actually refer a lot of people to a property just up the road called Canyon of the Eagles, their Overlook restaurant. So they're also a lodge and restaurant, but they have a nice restaurant, so we recommend that one. And then we also recommend Cooper's Barbecue in Llano, but that's not a fine dining place.
Yeah, but it's a fun dining place.
Fun dining place, yeah. Exactly. Mm. We have some little restaurants in the area. We have a list of them. There's Hoover's Valley Cafe, Cafe 2300. Those are all really great locally run restaurants.
And how long would it take to get to one of those places?
Those places will take you about 20 to 30 minutes.
So not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And a beautiful drive.
And is it a dry county or a wet county?
No, it's a wet county. Yeah.
You never know.
That's true. In these small towns, you just you don't know.
Each area behind the rooms have barbecue pits. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people bring their own meats to smoke and vegetables. And we have two smokers on site also that people like to smoke. Sausage, briskets, pork products. So
we're literally overhanging the lake and the water.
We're feet away from it.
Yeah,
yeah, we're feet away from the water.
Yeah, or a lot of inches.
Yeah.
I imagine that a lot of people that come here, especially the families, that fishing and being on the lake is a part of the reason why they come here.
That's part of the reason they come. We get people who love to fish, that they know about the place and they know about the fishing reputation. But on top of that, we get a lot of people who come out here just to decompress. It's a beautiful spot. It's very quiet. And so they come out to be able to read a book, watch the sunset, take a hike, get in a kayak or canoe, and just enjoy having some peace and quiet away from the traffic.
As I look around, it just is amazing to me how close we are to Austin and Dallas and even Houston, not horribly, what, 3-4 hours?
Correct.
And yet you just feel like you're in this different planet.
Yeah, it really is. When you're out here at Lake Buchanan in Burnett County, you really feel like you're somewhere other than in Texas. And we do have a lot of people that come here from Dallas, Houston, even out in West Texas, Odessa, Midland.
Wow.
So it's close enough for them to get away and come here. It's a lot different terrain than what they're used to out in West Texas. So,
but, you know, because that Midland area, they come here to use the lake because it's closest.
Yeah, and there are no big lakes like that out there. Yeah.
Not like this one.
Yeah.
Right.
Or as pretty.
Right. This is the largest lake in the Highland Lakes chain.
Oh, is it?
Is Lake Buchanan. And it's the furthest north of the Highland Lakes chain.
It seems like where you're situated, it's kind of almost the head of a real wide part of the lake. It just looks huge from here.
Well, what's interesting is it does look huge, but we're actually a small area. When you look at the lake map, mm-hmm. we're kind of a small piece of it. So the lake is huge. So when you get to the larger parts towards the dam, there's so much larger. And so you can only imagine how big this, if this looks big, then imagine if it gets so much wider down towards the dam. But we have such a great view because you're looking at the hills and the lake, and it's just, it's all you see.
So what do you do when you're not fixing rooms and working on your property?
Well, there's not much time for that, but when there is time to get away, then I like to go to Austin. I also like to go shopping at vintage places. I like to go to the little towns around here, so kind of go on a little road trip. So we start to get familiar with the places so we can talk about them to our guests.
Road trip, what are some of your fun little finds of the funky little Texas towns where they have great antique stores and whatnot?
Well, we like to go to Llano. They have a lot of nice little cute stores, good little coffee shops and restaurants. We also like Mason. Mason's not really well known, but
no,
they...
I've never heard of it.
You haven't? Okay, well, Mason's only about 30 minutes on the other side of Llano.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in the hill country, it's kind of on the edge, and it's kind of, you can also go over to Fredericksburg from there. But Mason has a beautiful courthouse square, nice restaurants, and they have this beautiful old home that I've been fascinated with for years called the Reynolds Sequist House. And it's the most gorgeous Victorian house that you'll ever see, and it's being restored right now.
Okay, anything else you want to add or share? somebody coming out this way.
I always like to tell people that we're just a great spot to be for a hill country trip. So whether it's a weekend trip or a weekday trip, to come out here and relax, but we're also a great position to be in the hill country so you can go out and see these little towns.
So what you're saying, great base camp.
Great base camp. Yeah. Or just come out here and stay.
And, yeah, hunker down.
Exactly.
You're located in Burnett County, and you have a couple towns within the county that are little destinations in their own right.
That's correct. Burnett is my town. The address is in Burnett. And Burnett's a great place to go shopping.
Burnett's a town and a county.
Yes, yeah. Burnett's a town and a county. Yeah, and so the county seat is Burnett. We have a beautiful square, lots of neat festivals that happen. We've got the Blue Bonnet Festival, neat little shopping places and a beautiful square and great restaurants, a lot of local restaurants. People, we don't have the...
So not the chain
right,
restaurant.
Right, that's where I was going with that. Yeah. And then there's Marble Falls is our bigger city. It's just about, well, it's a town. It's about 10 minutes from Burnett. They're much bigger. They have the chain restaurants, but they do have a lot of locally owned restaurants and shopping. And they're on the water, so it's a neat little town to go to because you've got waterfront there as well. Mm-hmm. So we like to take a drive to go eat and go shopping and just a tour to the area. It's a beautiful area just to drive around.
So I imagine brisket is a hot topic in the region.
Brisket's a very hot topic. We always try to recommend where you go to get brisket.
Mm-hmm. Kind of mandatory, huh?
I think so. Yeah, people are always asking where we need to go get barbecue. So we've got some good places in the area. And we've got some little hidden finds, too. We've got one at Rick's Cowtown Barbecue in Marble Falls. Mm-hmm. It's a little trailer. Love that barbecue. Yeah, there's a lot of fun places to go.
One more hot pick of a barbecue place.
Another barbecue place? Well, Cooper's Barbecue, but that's in Llano, so we're in Burnett.
Penny's over...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Penny's, is it Mike and... It's a little barbecue shack. I think it's called a barbecue shack on Highway 29. People love that place.
Okay, so further information. Website.
We have a website. It's paintedskyinn.com. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter, and my name is Denise Lewis.
And I'm Craig Harris. Thank you very much. Come see us.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkan Songs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
I know I wouldn't trade all this for a round trip to the stars. I found myself a sweetheart.
Yes.
Way down near San Antonio. Can't get enough of Texas.